We come to this first Friday in the season of Lent of this year. And of course, the readings tell us a lot about what God expects of us in regard to our penances, our fasting, our abstinence, and our charity towards the poor, the needy. And of course, he is very, very emphatic in saying that we must do the things that we do not for other people to see, but for him to see and to purify our souls from all evil. On the other hand, we need to do it. You know, it's sad that a lot of people do not think it's important to do it. It's just another day like any other. And so it's something that we need to pray for. In particular, we need to pray for this parish and shrine, which is so privileged up to now, and it doesn't seem like it makes any difference to anybody. So I'm glad, because when I leave, then they won't care. And it is coming. The end is near. Today, also, we remember that this week we have many, many wonderful feasts of importance. The feast of Saints Jacinta and Francisco Marto, the two little shepherds of Fatima who have already been canonized and who are buried in the Basilica of Our Lady of Fatima in Fatima itself, which we have visited on several occasions. It's also this week the feast of the return of the child Jesus with Mary and Joseph from Egypt 30 years ago in the history of the life of Christ. It is also the feast of the Holy Face of Jesus. Of course, we have the Holy Face in the foyer, and hopefully we pray to him. It is a very, very important devotion. And also, it is a feast of the Crown of Thorns, which our Lord Jesus bore for our suffering, for our repentance, and for our forgiveness. The thorns, which were from a bush endemic to the Holy Land, are anywhere from 3 to 6 inches long, and they are so strong that they oftentimes are used as nails. And so this is what pierced the head of our Lord Jesus Christ and made the blood flow profusely, as all head wounds do, and even to his eyes and mouth and nose and so forth. Of course, the blood is a little bit on the acidic side, so that would have really hurt his eyes. So much suffering that our Lord has gone under for our sake and for our salvation, and we need to repay it as well as we can. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.